And where is that supposed to be inserted or amended to in the main motion?
I don't know where in the motion exactly it goes. I'm not in front of the motion, but the sentence goes, program council representation agreements with management recognized unpaid staff organization shall be honored. That's all.
To be inserted at the appropriate section within the body of the motion, since you don't have it in front of you? Okay. All right.
It can be put at the end. I don't think it makes any difference.
It can be hashed in there.
Order.
Kathy?
Yeah. Okay, order. Thank you.
Point of order?
Yes.
Yes. If you're going to take a stack on that motion, I would like to speak to the motion, the substitute.
It's not a substitute.
Amendment.
It's just an amendment.
It's just an amendment. She's just adding language to the main motion. Okay, so I guess we'll take a stack on the amendment, keeping in mind we still have a pre-existing stack. So go ahead, Kathy, you wanted to speak to the amendment?
Yes, I just felt that it also needed to include union contracts with regard to program council.
What do you mean?
In New York City, the staff union contract mandates staff participation in program council, so I would not want that to be disenfranchised by this motion. So it would have to, I would ask that the staff contracts be recognized in terms of representation on the any council.
Be crafted into the
Can I make a suggestion for a wording that would encompass Tracy's and Kathy's amendments?
Please.
So where it says, the composition of committee shall consist of one-third staff selected by STV election, put a comma and say, or by other means consistent with previous agreements with staff organizations.
With unpaid staff organizations and union, and Kathy, you're saying, and union contractual obligations.
Yes.
I think I can accept that. I just think for clarity, we need to call to get something in there about management recognized unpaid staff organizations, because we have both recognized and non-recognized entities, and so.
Okay, can we hammer this language quickly so that George
agreements with recognized staff organizations.
Management recognized staff organizations, including those with union contracts. How is that? How is that? Capture both ideas?
I'm happy.
Okay, we want to catch the paid, the unpaid, the unionized, the ununionized, and everything that's already recognized in the state to encompass what we're talking about here. That's the spirit of it, right?
Yep.
Okay, good. Do you have the language nailed there, Jordan?
So, or by other means, agreements with management recognized staff organizations, including those with union contracts.
Is that satisfactory to both amenders?
No.
No? What do we mean?
No. Recognizing a union contract doesn't, the motion itself suggests that the, what is it, STV voting? Your first phrase worked for me.
Oh, gosh.
It's the STV voting or...
George, could you reread it the way you had...
One-third, yes. The composition of the committee shall consist of one-third staff selected by STV election or, by other means, consistent with previous agreements with management-recognized staff organizations, including those with union contracts.
Okay, that's all right. I got it now. Thank you.
Is that acceptable?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a, can we call this one amendment with jointly crafted language here so we can move on in a parliamentary kind of way? And is there any objection to the amendment?
Can I speak on this?
Sure, of course. Alex?
I'm not so much objecting, but I'm not entirely happy with this amendment simply because...
Okay.
We had a pre-existing structure before the bylaws came into being where staff voted themselves onto all sorts of program councils, and the listeners are completely shut out. The bylaws essentially superseded those kind of structures. I think staff has a legitimate place in a program council, but I don't like the idea that we have language there that is still opening the door to recreating those pre-existing structures that existed before the bylaws. I would have preferred we didn't have any language like this, but I won't vote against it just for that.
Then maybe for the run-on paragraph, we add one more sentence like, such as is consistent with the bylaws?
No, let's just leave it alone.
And it's only one-third can possibly be done this way.
I was going to say, and it shouldn't resurrect anything pre-bylaws, because, you know, ipso facto, anything that's violation of the bylaws is in violation of the bylaws, which is why we discuss what we need to do if we don't have the money to be compliant with the bylaws on other issues. So we should, you know, anything that's in violation of the bylaws is void unless we are specifically, I think, noting that we're having to make some deviation. So, all right.
This is Revelyn.
Hi, Revelyn. Would you like to correct us? Go ahead, please.
No. I'm just saying that I'm here on this call.
No problem.
This was at 10:30, right? This was called for 10:30?
It was earlier than that. You're at the tail end of the open session of the call, but don't worry about it. we're glad you're here.
Lydia, I have a question for the chair.
Sure, please.
Yes, I just need to know, once we vote on the amendment, are you going to continue a stack on the main motion?
Well, we have to because it hasn't passed yet, so who knows if people
right.
vote or not. I don't even know if it's on board.
To do that. Okay, I would like to be on the main motion stack, not on the amendment. Thank you.
Okay, cool. I'll have to get back to that stack because I've abandoned people there. All right, thank you. So on the amendment, is there any objection to the amendment? And if there isn't, then we'll incorporate it and go to the main motion. And hearing none, okay, the amendment is incorporated into the main motion. And so we'll go back to the stack on the main motion. Ken was the next one on the stack after Tracy, and then I had Leslie, and I had Heather, and I have Lydia. And Mia may want to be back on the stack by now. I don't know.
Bill, I'm sorry, Bill.
Bill, you were further up than that. You're after Ken, sorry.
Summer?
Thank you. Mia?
Did you have Kathy on the stack for the main motion?
I may have. I may have lost you because we got off on that sidebar with the amendment. So I'll push back on stack, okay? So, Ken, you're next, please.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes. I'm fairly certain there seems to be a lot of support for this. I have great difficulty supporting it. Please don't everybody hate me forever, but I have to mention these points of my disagreement with this motion. The first thing is Article 7, Section 3 of the bylaws says that LSBs work with station management to ensure that station programming fulfills the purpose of the foundation and is responsive to diverse needs of the listeners, demographic and communities, geographic, served by the station. And that station policies and procedures for making programming decisions and for programming evaluation are working in a fair, collaborative, and respective manner to provide quality program. This is a task assigned in the bylaws to the LSBs. And there it is. And the stations are in five different cities, and they have accumulated cultures around them. KPFA in Berkeley is quite different than WPFW in Washington, D.C., not in terms of just its market, but its staff and its local culture and values. And to mandate procedures for accomplishing paragraph G of Section 3 of Article 7 to each LSB is over an intrusive governance. That's A. It's bureaucratic gobbledygook. This is one of the reasons governance hasn't been able to deal with the significant issues of our finances and our transmitters, because people waste time with utopian concepts. The maker of the motion, who I have tremendous respect for, has put forward something that he himself has said is a utopian attempt to develop a cord on political considerations so that everybody can get together and have a big chat fest. This does nothing for forwarding the mission statement. It may make the people on staff or on the LSB or some of the listeners who are geographically located in reasonable area that they can drive into meetings have a motivation to come in and argue politically. It has nothing to do with determining whether or not the programs are in line with the mission statement and our programming decisions are made in a fair and collaborative manner. Nobody at any station has done any evaluations objectively of what's being broadcast. Nobody knows. There's no reports. These reports are required by the FCC. It's called Issues and Topics or something like that, Issues and Guests. We don't have a record of what's being broadcast, which we can analyze and say that we've interviewed 15 generals or 14 peace activists or 11 Latinos or 15 African Americans, and we've covered such and such a topic, and this is how many hours a day we dedicate to this, and this is how many hours we dedicate to that. What's the ratio of our music to our news? Nobody does this. Nobody's evaluating programming. This is all political. Now, if politics are going your way, you're going to be very happy about it. But someday, you're going to be in a minority where you don't like the way the politics are going. And in that case, you're just going to get political and fight for votes. So this is, to my reality, promoting a chat fest where people will just argue politics and say, we've got to get this guy off the air because he's closely associated with such and such a party or he doesn't represent such and such a minority. And that's fomenting one of the difficulties we have in the stations, which is an intolerance for programming that some factions disagree with. Every program has to be politically correct and non-offensive to all the parties involved. It's not the, that's my political position that we should be
fighting. Okay. For.
So.
Thank you, Captain.
So let me just finish. In addition to that, it requires expenditure to do this. It requires that the program director spend time, that staff be acquired to do program evaluation instead of allowing the LSB to do it as mandated in this bylaw, and that's money, and that's more duties and resources. Additionally, we've had program councils at various stations at different formats. Show me one that works, then we have a working model. This is theoretical. It hasn't been piloted, and it's now being mandated. So, I mean, I think that's kind of foolish. It's putting it out there without a test run. So without going into any other details, excuse me for being, I just had to speak my piece. I'm sure this motion's going to pass, and I'll probably just abstain. But
thank
go
you.
Ahead, but just recognize that all of the time we spend on this chat stuff interferes with our critical issues of the stations. Okay.
Thank you, Ken. Bill, you're next.
Alex, on the stack, please.
Okay, I'll just be brief because I know we're running out of time.
And then, Summer, can you read the list of stacks?
Next. Then I have Wesley, I have Heather, I have Anita, I have Lydia, now I have Alex.
Excuse me, Summer, this is the second time you took...
Okay, I'm sorry, my mind, I apologize. After,
and I wasn't at the end of it either.
Yeah, Nia, Lydia,
my turn?
Yes.
Summer?
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
Go ahead.
Okay. I think this example, this motion, I think is a good example of how our committee should work. I mean, as George said, it's been a number of meetings, several hours each, discussing this, and I think we're trying to repeat what the committee did, and it's impossible in the amount of time we have. And I just think we should go with what the committee's recommended. If it doesn't work, we can amend it later. But I think it's a good motion, and I know everybody's may have some concerns not knowing how it's going to work, but we need something. I think this does a lot more than what the bylaws mandate. It talks about ways of providing some mechanism for resolving disputes and or disagreements with programmers and this sort of thing. Basically still leaves the authority for programming up to the management, as George mentioned, and so I support the motion.
Thank you, Bill. Leslie, you're next.
Yeah, since we spent all this time already talking about it, I just want to say that I support the issue, too. It's maybe it's not perfect, but it's certainly an attempt to get some collaboration between the local boards and management. It's spoken of in the bylaws, but not practiced, at least not in my home station. So I very much support this bill, and I hope the rest of this committee does also. Thank you.
Thank you, Wesley. Heather, you're next.
I just wanted to just mention briefly, I had this discussion with George about this a little bit, but I just wanted to mention our model. It's food for thought for perhaps something later on along this line. I'm also in support of an effort to bring in other people to have some kind of say in the programs and so forth, but at our station, we don't let the management have anything to do with programming at all. The board is responsible for it, so we have a program standing committee, and it has 9 members. The board appoints 5 of those members to make sure that the mission is adhered to, and the volunteers will elect the other 4 members. And it seems to work really well. But I just wanted to mention this. We don't allow management to do anything with programming, actually. And so it seems to work really well. I just wanted to mention that. But I'm also supportive of an effort that will bring in other folks to have a say in programming, or at least make some kind of comments to get the community involved in the process. I think it's important. That's all.
Thank you, Heather. Okay, Nia, then Kathy, then Lydia, then Alex. Nia?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead, Nia.
I know this has been on the agenda for a while. Now, I don't understand something. Which is the first paragraph, the management committee, staff, listeners, and LSB members. And this is that's the management committee? I just need some explanation. How did that become a management committee?
George, did you
want to clarify? It's responsible to management, and it's advisory to management, and management selects some of the people. I mean, that's why it's... So its function is as a management committee, so it's called a management committee.
I don't know about that, George. I don't think I'd like that concept. And then, let's see, and you made mention of the agenda 412, the committee, Michael Novick had sent a minority report. I think that was read before. Do you have that?
Sent it out before the meeting, just before the meeting.
Okay. I don't know. I have concern about that first paragraph, management committee. That seems like an invalid concept to me. Staff, listeners, and LSB members. That's just my concern.
Well, let me say that we have a program council at KPFT, which is the management committee, and it has people on it who are not staff and listeners, and I'm not sure it has anybody from the LSB, but it might have.
But we don't have an executive committee. Maybe it needs another name or something. The name management committee is throwing me. Maybe I'm just off my game tonight. I don't know.
Maybe it needs the word advisory in there to make it.
Yeah, I don't know about this management committee business. What is that? That's going to get us into a little bit of a pickle here, I think.
I don't think I have anything more to say about it.
Okay, thank you. Is that your only objection, Nia, or did you want to say anything further before I go to the next person?
I'm going to have to, with that language, I mean, let alone that first impression is a really bad impression, I'm going to have to vote no, because I don't understand this management committee concept.
Thank you, Nia. Kathy, you're next, followed by Lydia, and then Alex. Go ahead, Kathy.
Yes, I think that the, I don't have the motion in front of me, but I feel that it's overly detailed. I feel that it's based on being a full-time staff person to have to pull the program director out to educate the board, to me, is not a good use in terms of the when you compare the level times that we have to fundraise. I just don't see how the time is going to be there to mandate that. And I'm also concerned about this management committee being used as a mechanism of sort of controlling or intimidating the management to have to do something by the same people that are doing their evaluations. To me, it looks like and feels like control. And that disturbs me because I don't know about all the stations, but I certainly know it at the station at WBAI. People have very specific interests in terms of programming. And I see it as a way of reaching into the stations and taking control by a body that, admittedly, because it has to be educated about programming, doesn't know a lot about it. And I think, for me, it's very precarious. So I'm very concerned about it being any kind of management committee. I would like to propose it become an advisory committee. I would like to put forth that motion.
Okay, so are you making a motion to amend it, to call it an advisory committee?
Yes.
Is there a second? Is there a second to changing this to be called an advisory committee?
This is Heather. Could it be a program advisory committee?
Kathy, is that...
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, do you want a second, Heather?
I'll second it, yeah.
Okay. So we have an amendment to call this program advisory committee as opposed to a management committee. Is there any objection to that change in language?
I object.
There's an objection. All right, folks, we're going to run out of time. We're already out of time. You all know that. That's the thing, is a short meeting, not even when I try. So let's just call the roll on that. There's an objection to changing the language from management to program advisory. Do we need debate on this, or can we vote on this one amendment issue? We still have two people on the stack who haven't spoken on the main motion. So is there a necessity to debate, or can we simply vote on whether or not to change that? Okay. Hearing no clamor for discussion, Madam Secretary, could you call the roll? A yes vote will support changing the title of the committee from one of being a management committee to being a program advisory committee. A yes vote would support the change in language, and no vote would leave it as it currently stands, and either way bring us back to the main motion.
Andrea Turner? Andrea, how do you vote?
I pass. No. Alex Steinberg?
I oppose the amendment. No.
Is that no?
No.
Jan Spiegel? Tracy Rosenberg?
I'm going to vote no.
George Ryder?
No.
Marcel Reed?
No. No.
Thank you. Laura Priebus?
Yes.
Ifeanyi Wangaza passes. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Pardon?
Yes.
Rivlin Gold?
No.
Kathy Davis?
Yes.
Bill Crozier?
No.
Lydia Brazon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
I don't like the whole thing, but I guess I could live with advisory. Yes. Yes.
Teresa Allen?
No.
Ivan Alsame?
No.
Ken Aaron?
No.
Ikea Wangaza votes no. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 yes, and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's, and 1 abstention. No, that's wrong. No abstention.
I'm sorry. It was 8 yes, 11 no's, and 1 abstention?
No abstention.
Okay, so 8 yes, 11 no, is that correct?
There was 1 abstention. Ellie Lexa abstained.
There was an abstention, okay.
That's right.
The amendment is defeated. So back to the main motion. The two remaining people on the stack for the main motion are Lydia and Alex. Lydia?
Ken stole my thunder. I was going to read the bylaws about the LSD charge on programming. I think this motion is very redundant, and I also think that it calls into question issues of how we are all struggling to attract good PDs for those of us that don't have permanent PDs, which are several of the stations, and it's very difficult to attract good PDs. If they look at the redundancy of our structure, when the LSB already has a charge to engage in policy, if it goes much beyond that, you're not going to be able to attract competent professional program directors who are progressive and would be attracted to our organization. It's just too much. So I actually echo what most of what Ken said.
Thank you, Lydia.
And I'll vote no. That's a no on this motion. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. You're next and last, probably, and then we'll can take a vote. Thank
you. Okay, I just wanted to respond to Ken's earlier remarks, and I promise I won't speak as long as Ken did. To his point that this motion won't do anything to move forward the mission. That's probably true. It won't. That's not directly the purpose of the motion. The purpose of the motion is to plug in a big hole in our bylaws. The bylaws charge the LSB with having specifically the responsibility to oversee programming for its compliance with the bylaws in the areas of demographics and communities and so on. I don't have that bylaws in front of me at the moment. The problem is that that bylaws mandate has been essentially ignored at every single station, and there's a very simple reason why it's been ignored, because the bylaws say nothing about how that how that should take place. What is the process by which the LSPs can exercise their oversight responsibility? And some stations tried various things. I know virtually every single station has had at one time or another a programming committee. Nobody quite knows what the programming committee is supposed to do exactly, and as a result, virtually every single one of these programming committees basically talks a lot and accomplishes virtually nothing. I can speak in from personal experience with the one at WBAI, of which I was a former chair of that committee, by the way. Now, it is true that there's always a danger of people politicizing whatever structure we come up with and engaging in self-centered acrimony and all sorts of terrible things could happen. The problem is they're already happening. They're happening without any structure. We have situations at several of our stations where we have virtual semi-civil wars between groups of programmers and the program director, or groups of listeners who feel strongly about programming and whoever they think is in charge of programming. Sometimes I get nasty emails about programming. Some people seem to think I have something to do with programming because I was once the chair of the programming committee. So whatever we're doing now is clearly not working. This is an attempt to get to create a template for a structure that has a chance to work. It's true that there's no guarantee it will work, but at least it's something we can try, and if we find after a reasonable period of time that it's not doing any better, we can certainly revisit the issue. But I think it would be a really big step forward if we plugged in this big hole in our bylaws and presented a policy to our LSPs. This is a template for you to follow in order to exercise the bylaws mandate to oversee programming. I think that would really be a very good step for us to take. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex. All right, Summer. Mia?
Could George please read the Michael Novick email that he referenced, just so we have a fair and balanced report?
I have sent that to everybody on the TNB.
Okay. I saw it a long time ago, but I don't remember.
Did that get to everybody?
So can you read it then?
I can read it. I don't want to take the time. Please. I don't support it.
I have to say that I don't think a minority report is part of the, voting process. I would hope people have read both the motion and supporting documents, you know, with, as long as it takes to get through agenda items. And I know we sometimes need to be refreshed shortly before the meeting, but these things do have ample time for consideration normally. I think probably people have an idea of whether they want to vote for this or not, and we're well past time at this point. So I think we're going to go ahead and have to take the vote. A yes vote will support this motion. A no vote will not support it. Madam Secretary, could you call the roll, please?
Did you say Ken Aaron?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to go ahead and vote all the way. No.
Ivan Alcimay.
No.
Teresa Allen.
I pass.
Nia Vediaco?
No.
Wesley Batoon?
Yes.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Pardon?
No.
Thank you. Lydia Brizon?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Kathy David?
No.
Reverend Gold?
No.
Heather Gray?
Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Allie Lecter?
No.
This one got the vote no for the reasons given by Ken Aaron. Laura Priebus?
No.
Summer Reese? Oh, sorry. Marcel Reese? Marcel?
No.
Thank you. George Ryder? George Ryder, can't hear you.
Yes.
Okay. Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Dan Siegel? Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Okay. Campbell Jackson has to vote.
No.
Did we hear Tracy's vote? Yes. She voted yes. Okay, thank you. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 no's, and 0 abstentions.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. The motion failed. Okay, so that was 7 yes, 12 no, is that correct?
13
no. Okay, and 0 abstentions?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, folks, so we're at like 20 after 8 Pacific and 20 after 11 Eastern. So there were a couple members who desired to go into closed session. It's very late on the East Coast. The motion did pass to have another meeting next week. Is there still a desire on the part of some members to go into closed session? I imagine there will be others who will object, but are they things that the things that were desired to be requested in closed session, are these something which could be requested of the executive via email prior to next week's meeting, or still moving to have...
No, this is Lydia. I'm good for next week. That was prior to our having...
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you. Yes, I knew it was prior to the vote. Okay, thank you. And if there's no objection from anyone else, then we won't go into closed session right now. And is that Laura?
I would like
Laura.
To go.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so it's probably other objections to going into closed session?
Absolutely, I object.
Okay, I figured as much. All right, so before we take the vote on this, I want to remind everybody to have a good May Day, and remember this is a general strike, so, you know, no school, no work, and go out there and demonstrate. Now we can take a vote. The one really high point happening this week.
Madam Chair.
Yes.
Madam Chair, it's Teresa.
Hi, Teresa.
May I also remind people that May 1st is Lou Hill's birthday.
Thank you. See, he knew when to be born, right? Happy birthday, Lou Hill. So, and Lou Hill's honor, and Pacifica's honor, and all the workers and immigrants, and by all means, doubly so. Please be out on May Day. All right. So
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Madam Chair, in that regard, would it be possible to provide a statement for our network stations to... maybe air just, you know, a brief statement indicating that this is a significant point in the life of Pacifica?
Oh, I thought about even making an official motion. I thought that Pacifica actually has to have a motion saying how much we
so
love
moved.
May Day, but Okay, so a Pacifica Foundation officially endorses May Day and its significance in the history of worker and immigrant rights, and also Lou Hill's birthday. So should we send something around? We don't need to take a long time on a motion, but I think we're all definitely supportive of the
without objection.
And,
okay.
Oh, I think we should
Summer?
Sing happy birthday.
Summer, happy birthday, right?
Summer? Summer?
Yes.
Arlene?
Hi, Arlene.
I was trying to say that this weekend there's also a major conference in Washington on drones, and we will be receiving a good share of that, and it will be available for our stations. I know several of them are planning to broadcast parts of it and to use it as thank you gifts. Also, Medea Benjamin has donated 100 copies of her new book on drones to Pacifica.
Oh, great.
Terrific. This weekend?
Yeah, this weekend is the conference on drones. General Mellon's going to come down to help record it. And there are some volunteers from WPFW working on that. And we'll be packaging that with the drone books.
Is there an email out?
You know, I think Ursula sent something out, but I haven't actually seen it. But you can double-check with your news department at WPFW because they've arranged, Miley's arranged for coverage, so he knows all the details.
Terrific. Thank you.
Okay, so we've officially supported May, and now we got to take a vote. all righty, so a yes would put us into executive session for half an hour, bring us to that midnight Eastern deadline. And a no would not, and we'll just all meet next week. So, Madam Secretary, can you call the roll, please? Thank you.
Ed Turner?
No.
Alex Steinberg?
No.
Dan Siegel? Tracy Rosenberg?
Pass.
George Ryder.
Abstain.
Okay. Let's see who's next. Marcel Reed. Marcel Reed. Can't hear you, Marcel. Laura Priebus.
Excuse me, this is Lydia. I had to, my phone dropped off. What is the vote for?
Whether to go into executive session for half an hour. Yes vote says yes, we'll go into executive session for half an hour. No vote says no.
Oh, okay.
Laura Priebus?
Yes, some people dropped off.
Ifea Wangaza says no. Well, I changed that. I'll say yes. Ali Alexa?
No.
Campbell Johnson?
Pass.
Heather Gray?
No.
Revlin Gold?
No.
Kathy Davis?
No.
Bill Crozier?
Here.
Pardon?
Abstain.
Lydia Brazon?
Abstain.
Burden?
No.
Leslie Bassoon? Can't hear you, Wesley. Nia Bediako?
Yes.
Krista Allen?
I'll say yes with Nia and Thea.
Ivan.
You're a good company, Teresa.
Can't hear you, Ivan.
Yes.
Oh, Ivan can join.
And this is Lydia. I'll change my abstain to yes.
Oh.
Ken, Aaron, okay. Ken, Aaron.
Well, I'll abstain. I'll leave it up to the people who have to stay up all night.
Okay, so Wesley Bethune. I can't hear you, Wesley. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Marcel? I can't hear you, Marcel. Okay, so that's one, two, three.
I'm on the call.
Okay, yes.
Mr. Brothers, I'm on the call. I'd like to vote yes.
Thank you. Marcel? Okay, yeah. Tracy, how do you vote?
I'll vote no.
Marcel? Okay, all right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 yes. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 no's. And 1, 2, 3 abstentions.
I have 8 no.
You have 8 no? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I don't keep getting 7.
This is Lydia. Did you change my abstention to a yes?
I did indeed.
Oh, thank you.
I counted 8 no's also.
Okay, 1. All right, I have...
Audrey, you changed my abstention to a no.
Thank you. Ken, Aaron, vote abstained. Ivan, voted yes. Teresa, yes. Nia, yes. Wesley did not vote. Carolyn Burden voted no. Lydia Brazon voted yes. Bill Crozier abstained. Kathy Davis voted no. Redlin voted no. Heather voted no. Campbell voted yes. Alexa voted no. Thea voted yes. Laura Priebus voted yes. And let's see, Marcel did not vote. George Ryder, I don't know if that's a timely change, to a no. Tracy voted no. Alex voted no. And Andrea voted no. So,
is that 7
and,
yes, 9 no's, or?
No, I don't know where they're getting this 8 no from. I just read how everybody voted, and it's not it. Nobody objected.
Burden is 1. Davis is 2. Tally? Revlin is 3. Heather is 4. Aline Lexa is 5.
I'm sorry, point of order. Could the secretary please read the final yes and no?
Well, I would ask the chair to make a ruling with regard to George Cheney's vote in the middle of this attempt to confirm the vote. We already announced the tally, correct?
Yeah. No, you hadn't announced the tally. I changed my vote before that happened.
No, it didn't. It was after the tally.
No, you didn't,
George. This is Tracy.
I'm sorry. You're right. It was after.
After
the tally. You're right.
That's fine. So we'll look Jordan's vote. Attention. What's your final, please? I still get 8 no's and 7 yeses. So I was counting when you read off the names. Please just give me your final vote.
Hello.
Point of information, Madam Chair. Can we get the final total of the yes, Secretary, please?
Wait just a moment, please.
Thank you.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Is it not true? I mean, I'm counting 8 no without George Ryder's name and 9 nay with his name. So
that's what I had.
Yeah.
It failed.
Did all the vote, but I'm waiting for a final count. So. I can't
vote
without George also.
Could you all stop talking? Let me ask a question, please.
Thank you, Afia. Go ahead, please.
I read everyone's vote. Did I misread someone's vote?
I don't think so. We're just waiting for the final tally. Is your tally 7 yes, 8 no?
No, mine is 773.
Okay, that doesn't jive with what I counted while you were reading the votes back. I had 7-9 before we take out George, so it would be 7-8.
Madam
and
Chair,
is the recording secretary?
Well, the motion fails in any case.
Regardless. I mean, it would fail if it was 7-7, but I'd like to not have these. I mean, one wants to be precise about such matters.
Well, then I'll need to read it again.
Madam Secretary, can you just read the no's? Or?
Yes, I will read
it. If she needs to reread it, it was 7 yes and 8 no. If you want to reread it, go ahead and reread it, but you probably should just do it from the top.
Point of information, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I would like her to only read the no's, because last time she read the yeses and no's, I still counted them, and she had a different count. So could we please just ask if she read no's?
And the numbers and the 7 yeses are not in question. Y'all agree? Everyone agrees it's 7 yes.
Okay.
The no's.
Go ahead. Madam Secretary, you'd read the no's again, please. Thank you.
Okay. The no's are Carolyn Burden, Kathy Davis, Revlon Gold, Heather Gray, Allie Lexa, Alex Steinberg, and Andrea Turner.
And Tracy Rosenberg.
Okay. Would be 8.
Thank you. Motion failed. We are adjourned. Gentle people, have a great evening. Talk to you all on Tuesday.
I love you all.
I love you all.
Bye.
Turn off.